Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Vavim Beis, and our Mishnah continues and discusses the third of the Nechnokin, which we saw in the Mishnah Daf Pei Dalam Beis, and the Mishnah begins Zokim Mamri Al Pi Bezdin, that a Talmid Chacham that has smicha and is a member of a Bezdin and rebels against the Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash is going to be Chayiv Chenek, Shenemaz in Pasha Shaftim in Perak Yud Zayin from Pasuk Ches through Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Torah speaks about the dinim of Zokim. And the Torah begins, Ki polimim chadov la mishpat, bein dam la dam, bein din la din, bein nega la nega, divu rives b'sherecha. And then in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Torah states, v'isha shiyas b'zadon l'vilti shmoy al akrein, ha'im yudashar shomis ha'shem alakecha, oya la shayfet, u'misa ha'shahu v'yata rabbi Yisrael. And as we already mentioned multiple times, that any time the Torah mentions lashem misa, and it says it's stoma, then it refers to chanek. And this is one of the four times in the Torah that the Torah states lashem of and our Mishnah now continues and teaches us dinim that are relevant to Zokim Mamre. And number one, Shleisha Bitter Dinim Hayusham, Echad Yeshva Pesach Harbayas, Vechad Yeshva Pesach Hazara, Vechad Yeshva Belushkas Hagazas, that there were three Bati Dinim on the Harbayas that were next to the Beis Hamikdash. And Rashi explains that the Pasuk and Pasha Shreftim states, Vekamta Velisa Lamakam Hashiv Hashem Alkechabai, and Rashi says, Gimel Bati Dinim Hayusham Yushlaim, the Mishtoy Bekra Vekamta Velisa, Echad Yeshva Pesach Harbayas, Hushar Mizrachi Shalfnim Menachel, Lefnei Ezus Anashim, and this was the gate right before entering into the Ezus Anashim, Ve'achad Yeshiv Lemaili Menu Kishavru Ezus Anashim, Ubay Lefnei Ezus Yisrael, and the second gate was after the Ezus Anashim and prior to walking into Ezus Yisrael, Ve'achad Belish Kisagazda Shibunu Yubatecha Hazara Chetze Bekodesh Vechetze Bechol, Kedamina Besaydi Yayma, and Ayin Magal Siyam, who is bothered that if you look at any rendering of the Beis HaMikdash, and we know the dimensions of all the Lishkais, including the Lishkas Hagazes, it seems to be a very small area, and certainly you couldn't fit all 71 members of the Sanhedrin together with the Seferim, as well as the Edim, as well as the other people that had to be involved in the Din Torah, and certainly not in the way that they used to sit in the Chetzi Agula, and Ayin Shum, how he describes where the Sanhedrin actually would sit. And the Mishnah continues that if there's a Bezdin in a city where one of the Dayanim do not want to listen to the majority of the Bezdin, and he wants to paskin against the rest of the Bezdin, so that entire Bezdin would come to Yerushalayim and would come to the Beis HaMikdash, and Bon Lezeh Shal Pesach HaBayis Va'imeh, they would all come to the first Bezdin of Chaf Gimel, which was right by the Ezus Nashim, and this one Dayan that went against the rest of the Yonim would say, Kach Derashi V'Kach Dorshu Chaverai, this is the way I dashin B'tzibor, and this is the way my friends dashin, Kach Lumati V'Kach Lumdu Chaverai, this is the way I taught privately, and this is the way my friends taught. And the Mishnah tells us, Im Shamu, if this Bezdin actually had a Kabbalah, as to what the halach is, so Oymun Lahem, so this Bezdin of Chaf Gimel would tell them that this is the Kabbalah that we already have as to the halach in this matter. However, Vim Lav, Boyim Lahem Loisin Shal Pesach Hazara, but if they don't have any Kabbalah, and the only way that they could paskin is based on deciding between themselves and coming to a vote, then that vote would not be binding on the Zokim Amri, and therefore they would now go to the next Bezdin that is close to the Ezus Yisrael. And once again, Boyim Kach Derashi V'Kach Dorashu Chaverai, Kach and if this Bezdin of Chaf Gimel heard what the Psak would be in this case, then they would tell them, and if they don't have a Kabbalah, then Eilu ve'ilu boim le'Bezdin HaGadol shablush kazagazus shenemenu yoytzi toyer l'chol Yisrael shenemen min ha'makom ahu ashiyivcha Hashem. So now this Bezdin of Chaf Gimel, as well as the Bezdin from the city in Eretz Yisrael, would now go to the Bezdin of Ayin Aleph that was in the Lishkas HaGadol, and they would go and ask the Sanhedrin Gedolah the same Shaila. And we know that the Ikka Bezdin and Klal Yisrael is this Bezdin, and that's where Psak comes out to Klal Yisrael. And as the Torah tells us at the end of Pasuk Ches, in the Pasha of Zokim Amri, the Kamta Valisa El HaMokam HaShivcha HaShem Al Kechabai, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah continues that after receiving this Psak, Chazal Iroi, that this member of a Bezdin goes back to his own city. So if he is Shana Valimed, Keder Shahi Lamad, and if he once again learns and teaches in the same way that he originally taught, even though it's against the Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedolah, he would still be Potter. However, Vimher Lassais, but if you paskin Allah Lamaisa, then Chayiv, then you'd be Chayiv Misa, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, the Isha Shiyasa Bezadoin, Ein Chayiv at Shiyar Lassais, and we learn from this Pasuk that the only way that Zokim Mamri will be Chayiv Misa is only if you paskin Allah Lamaisa, that someone should go and do a Misa based on his Psak. And the Mishnah Mishnah ends off, Talmud Shehoru Lasseis, if a Talmud paskins that someone should go and do a Maisa, and he went against the Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim, then he would be Pata. And as Rashi explains, Talmud Shehoru Lasseis, Talmud Shehoru Gila Ra, V'nechlek al Bezen Shebe Irai, Ubo Le Bezen Agadu V'shalu V'chaz Le Irai, V'hoyer Kibetchila Pata, She'in Lismech al Harasai, as no one should be Samech on his Psak, V'ater Lechaiva al Muflo Mumchlo Bezen, as we will see in the Gemara, and as we will see in a moment, that when Rashi states Talmud Shehoru Gila Ra, it's referring to a person that is not yet 40, and as Rashi continues, Nimsa Chumra Kulai, Chaimish Shechmiru Lav Shein Roy Lai Ra, Achei Ben Abam Shana, Nasla Kal, Petra Mamisa, that this Chumra that we stated regarding a person that's under 40, that he's not Roy to Paskin, that will be his Kula, and that will save him from Misa, as since we will Machmer that he can't Paskin, therefore it's impossible for him to become a Zakim Amri. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out a few different ideas, and the Mishnah states, Vimher Lassais, the Gemara and Pei Chesam Abeis will discuss that either this member of Sanhedrin has to paskin and go and do this Maisa by himself, or he would have to paskin for someone else, and that person would actually have to go and do a Maisa. And in Mefarshim discussed that clearly we see that in the case of a Zakim Amri, there is no requirement for a standard Hasra. And also keep in mind that the Parsuk Maisa tells us, V'kamta v'lisa l'makom ha'shivcha Hashem al-kecha boi, and l'chir, why should there be a requirement to go to the first two Bati Dinim, and l'chir, the only requirement should be to go to the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. And in Rashi it seems that this is because we want to give cover to those Bati Dinim, as Rashi states, Shari Boi Pagin Trila. However, Ayin the Mishnayis in the Tiferes Yisrael, who brings down that the Bezna Agadol was very busy, and therefore we didn't want to be Matriach them, and we didn't take things to the Supreme Court unless we went to all the lower courts. Also, the Rambam holds that if there's a Machlekes in the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and there's some members of the Sanhedrin Gedolah that paskin like the Zakim Amri, but ultimately after the vote, they all paskin against the Zakim Amri. So if the Zakim Amri goes against the Sanhedrin, the Zakim Amri will be Chayim Misa. However, the Meiri holds that the only way that Zakim Amri will ever be Chayim Misa is only if there was a unanimous decision in the Sanhedrin Gedolah, Ayin Sham. Also, Ayin the Aruch Lameh that asked Al-Khir if this Talmud is not Royal Hira and he's less than 40, and as the Gemara Masech the Seita and Afchav Bezim and Bez teach us, that regarding a Talmud that's less than 40 that paskins, the Pasuk of Mishlei states, Rabim Chalal and Hapila, and if so, why would they ever go to Sanhedrin Gedolah, Ayin Sham? And finally, when we explain the Gemara of Nimsa Chumra Kulai, we explain based on Rashi, and the Rambam Pirish Mishnayis explains that the Gemara means that because this Talmud did something which was so major, as number one, he went against the Sanhedrin Gedolah, and number two, he paskin Shalei Kalacha, as he's not allowed to paskin since he didn't have smicha, and he's less than 40, and that itself saved him, and therefore he wasn't Chayav Misa. And finally, let's point out that when our Mishnah taught us that after the Bezdin from the city went to the Sanhedrin Katana, that was Al Pesach Harabayis, so the Mishnah used a Lashin Im Shamu, Oyim Lahem Vimla, Boyin Lahem Lo Isin Shal Pesach Hazara, and the Mishnah doesn't use the same Lashin as we use later after they went to the Sanhedrin Katana of 23 Dayanim, that was Yoshev Al Pesach Hazara, as over there the Mishnah states, Vimla, Elu Ve'ilu, Boyin Lo Bezdin Agadol, Shabushach Hazgozis, and the Pashas, even after they went to the first Bezdin, when going to the second Bezdin, that was Al Pesach Hazara, both the Bezdin from the city, as well as the Sanhedrin Katana that was Yeshiva Pesach Arbayis, would go together to the Sanhedrin that was Yeshiva Pesach Hazara. And then, if they didn't either know, then the original small Bezdin from the city, as well as the Sanhedrin that was Yeshiva Pesach Arbayis, as well as the Sanhedrin that was Yeshiva Pesach Hazara, would all continue and go together to the Sanhedrin Gedolah that was Yeshiva Bilshkas Hagozis. However, others are Medayik that the first Sanhedrin Katana that was Yeshiva Pesach Arbayis would not go together with the small Bezdin to the Sanhedrin Katana that was Yeshiva Pesach Hazara, Ayin Sham. And our Gemara now begins and brings a brisa that dashes the first pasuk in the Pasha of Zakim Amri. And as the pasuk states, Ki yipoli mimcha dov la mishpat bein dam lo dam, bein din lo din, o bein nega lo nega, divri rireis bisharecha, v'kamta avalisa la makam ha-shivcha Hashem lo-kecha bai. And the Gemara begins, Tana Rabbana, we learned in the brisa that when the pasuk states, Ki yipoli mimcha dov la b'mufla shevabezin ha-kasa medaber, and we continue on that pizayim and aleph, and as Rashi explains, b'mufla shevabezin, b'mumcha lebezin l'mu'utei Talmud, that this comes to teach us that the only way that one could become a Zakim Amri is only if he had smicha, and this comes to imply that a Talmud cannot become a Zakim Amri. And I in Tap Tesis and that Pezayin Malev that Ve'in Zeh Kesha Muflo the bechol duchtin could appreciate shilhi parakamo, and this is not similar to the lashon mufla that we use in that tazayin rebeis, which refers to the reish bezdin or the ab bezdin, who is the greatest member of the Sanhedrin. And both Rashi and Tesis explain that the lashon mufla is the lashon of mumcha. However, Ayin Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, who explains that the mufla shel bezdin is referring to someone that has smicha, and only when he had a very difficult shayla did something become difficult for him. And as he states, shirak adava kosher nifla mechusim menu val came imatim michiafli talmid shakol etzli pella, and therefore will mayit talmid, because everything to him is a pella and everything is difficult. And lefid Rambam, the lashon of mufla is like the lashon of loy neflesi mimcha v'loy rechaykehi. And the brisa continues, in what case does the din of zaken mamri apply mimcha ze yoyit? And as Rashi explains, shenechlak be'iba hashana akhori soid ve'itza kedem farish l'kamon. And as the brisa explains, v'chein o'imah, and we find the word mimcha when it speaks about yoyitz, and as the pasuk in Nachum states, mimech yotza choshev al Hashem ra yoyitz b'lial. And the brisa continues that the pasuk in Pasha Shoftim states davar, which refers to diva ba'alma without a ksav, zu halacha, and this refers to halacha mishum Sinai, and as Rashi says, sha'afalahu nereg, and the zaken mamre could be chay misa, even if he goes against halacha mishum Sinai. And the pasuk continues, la mishpat zadin, and as Rashi says, im nechle b'dava lama b'din zir shava, gam hu nereg, di'ilu din mamish, k'sivl hedya b'in din ladin, and the zaken mamre will be chay misa, even if he's schoilik on a din that's learned from a zir shava. And the pasuk continues, bein dam lo dam, bein dam nida, dam lida, dam ziva, that the zaken mamri could be chay misa if he's chaylik on a psak of the Sanhedrin Gedola regarding dam nida, or regarding dam lida, or regarding dam ziva. When the pasuk states, bein din ladin, bein din nefashis, din mammonis, din makes, that the zaken mamri will be chay misa if he argues in Sanhedrin Gedola regarding din nefashis, din mammonis, or din makes, and bein negla nega, bein nigga odim, nigga batim, nigga begodim, that the zaken mamri could be chay misa if he argues in Sanhedrin Gedola regarding a psak that's relevant to Nigi Adam, to Nigi Batim, or Nigi Begadim. And the Brisa continues that the pasuk states Divrei Rivei Bisharecha, and we learn out Divrei Elu Hakaramim Ve'erchem Ve'akteishes, that the Zaken Mamre will be Chai Misa if he argues in Sanhedrin on a psak that's relevant to Haramim, which is a way to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, as well as when someone says Erkei Elai or standard Hegdish. And as Rashi states, Divrei Rivei Havaluch Mechtav Davar Riv V'ksiv Divrei Rivei L'Rabbe as the only way that these things are chal is by someone being makdish them through their mouth and through their words. And the Brisa continues, Rivai Zuhashka Seita Varifas Egla Vitaris Mitzerya, that this teaches us that a Zaken Mamre will be Chai Misa if he argues in a Sanhedrin Gedola regarding those things that come through Meriva and through Katata and fighting. And this includes Opsak Benegay Hashka Seita, as well as Arifas Egla, as well as Tyrus Mitzerya. And as Rashi states, Hashka that a person that's killed is generally through a fight, and Matiris Mitzurya Shafna Goyim Ali Day Riv Shalashin Horahim Bayim. And the Brisa continues, Bisharecha Zuleka Chikupeya. And as Rashi explains, that we know the Lashon Sharecha refers to Lecha Shechopeya, Shehin Laniyim, Shekasuben, Va'achlu B'Sharecha. And if the Zaken Mamre argues in Sanhedrin Gedola regarding a psak of Lecha Shechopeya, then potentially it could be Chai Misa. And the Brisa continues to discuss the last part of the Pasuk, as the Pasuk states, V'kamta V'alisa L'mokayim, Ashivcha Hashem L'kecha Boi. And the Gemara Dashin is V'kamta Mi Bezin, that you get up from your Bezin in your city, V'alisa, and you will go up. So we learn from here that the Beis HaMikdash was at the highest point in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Gevoyim Mikol Haaretz, and as Rashi points out, that we don't learn this from this pasuk, but the Brisa also teaches us that Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all lands. And finally, the Brisa teaches us El HaMokim Melamish HaMokim Gerim, and this teaches us that the only way that one could be Zaken Mamre is only if he goes to Sanhedrin Gedola, and the Sanhedrin Gedola at that time has to be by Lishus HaGazis. And as Tesis points out, based on the Gemara and Daf Yudalid, Lafuke Matzum Beis Pagi V'Himra Lein, that if you find the Sanhedrin Gedola that they are outside the Lishus HaGazis, and for example they went to measure for the Egla Rufa, even if they paskin and the Zaken Mamre goes against the Psak, that the Zaken Mamre will not be Chayim Misa. And our Gemara now continues that the Brisa just stated V'alisa Melamish HaBeis HaMikdash Gevayim Eretz Yisrael V'Eretz Yisrael Gevayim Mikol HaRatzis. And the Gemara now is Bishleim HaBeis HaMikdash Gevayim Eretz Yisrael D'chsev V'alisa, as this pasuk is telling us that anyone that comes to Eretz Yisrael and that comes to the Beis HaMikdash will be traveling upwards. Therefore, we see that Yerushalayim is the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara is El Eretz Yisrael Gavoy Mikol Haaretzes Minole. That how do we know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other lands? And the Gemara explains the Chsiv as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, L'chein Hine Yom Boim Num Hashem V'Loyim Yoid Chay Hashem Ashehelo Es Bnei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim Kim Chay Hashem Ashehelo Vashehiv Itzer Beis Yisrael Meretz Afayin Mikol Haaretzes Shashir Dachtim Sham V'Yoshva Ad Masam. And Lemaisa, we're talking about Klai Yisrael coming back to Eretz Yisrael and coming from all the nations of the world. And the Pasuk states Ashehelo, and we see that from any part of the world that you travel towards Eretz Yisrael, you will be traveling upwards, and therefore we see that the entire Eretz Yisrael is higher or more elevated than any other part of the world. And Ayin Tesis Dima Maschol Shabes Midrash Gavaya Lab Mikol Eretz Yisrael the Ika Ein Shitam the Midle Mine Kedam Beizim Mukaymen Savlam Mude Bein Itam the Midle. However, then Tesis states that in a Chenami that our Brisa is Dafka as Inami Kaisle Beizim Midrash Gavaya Mein Itam Shagayvan Kuf Ama Ayin Sham and Ayin Mufreshim that discuss that we know that there are many places in the world that are higher point of sea level than Eretz Yisrael, and how could the Gemara state that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands? And the Gemara now continues and will bring a three-way machlekes as to when the dinim of a Zakei Mamre would apply. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Zakei Mamre ain't a chayiv el al davash as dine kars v'shigasei chatas divra meya. The Rameya hold that the only time that Zakei Mamre would be chayiv is only if he pasked against Sanhedrin Gedoyla in Yerushalayim, and it was relevant to something. If one would do that issa bizadin, they'd be chayiv kars, and if they did so b'shogeg, they'd be chayiv b'chatas. However, if someone would do an issa, would it only be a chayiv of malchus, or would it be an issa asei, or even where someone would do an issa and be chayiv mises bezdin? But if he did that issa b'mezid, they weren't proper edim, or it wasn't asra, they would not be chayiv kares. And if he did so b'shogeg, he would not be chayiv to bring a karban chatas, and the din of zakin mamri would not apply. And the brisa continues, Rabbi Huda ima al davish ikrim medivri tayru purush medivri seifrim. And most explain that Rabbi Huda is coming to be Moisif on the words Rameya, then not only would be chayiv al davish hazdeni karis and shigasei chatas, but he'd also be chayiv on anything where the ikka issa is midivrei Torah. And even though the specifics of that mitzvah or that issa would only be learned from different limudim that are taught us by the chachamim, and the chidush Aran that he brings down, v'hachik muach lishna Rabbi Huda da'ama al davish ikka midivrei Torah purush midivrei seifrim the ilu balam mayit, as if he would coming to be mayit on the words Rameya, then have a little meima in a chayiv el al davish ikra midivrei Torah ayin sham. However, ayin other rishonim that explain that Rabbi Huda is coming to argue on Rameya and trying to be mayit from the words Rameya, and ayin Ran that points out that certainly, as we will see in the Mishnah later on, that if a zakin mamri paskins that there's no concept of tefillin in the Torah, then since certainly we know that the Torah teaches us that there's a mitzvah of tefillin and this mefurish in the Torah and it's zil kari beirav, and in that case all would agree that the din of zakin mamri doesn't apply. And when Rabbi Yehuda stated Davish Ikra Midivri Torah or Purusha Midivri Seferim, an example would be if a Zakin Mamri says that there is a mitzvah of tefillin, however the tefillin should be round, or he changes any other halacha that's relevant to tefillin that we learn based on drashos or based on halacha l'meishmi Sinai, so the din of Zakin Mamri would apply. And the Braisa continues with the third shita, Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilu Dikduk Echa Midikduk Seferim, that even if the Zakin Mamri argues on a din drabbanon and a geder drabbanon, he would still be chay misa. And as we know, the pasuk of leisasim and adava shigidu lechayamun small is actually in the pasha of Zakei Mamre, and this refers to a suim drabbanon. The Gemara continues, my time Rameya, that what is pshan Rameya, that he says that the only way that Zakei Mamre will be chayiv is only if he argues in Sanhedrin regarding a dava shesdein ekaris rishigasachatas and gam adava davar, and he learns exer shava based on the word davar that states benegiyah Zakei Mamre and the word davar that states benegiyah Sanhedrin, as ksivhacha, as it says in Pasha Shaftim regarding Zakin Mamri, ki polim mimcha davel am mishpat, v'ksiv hasam, and regarding the parhalim davel shel tiba, the pasuk states, v'nelim davel me'ini akal, malalon, and just like the Gemara Masechtas Harius teach us regarding the parhalim davel shel tiba, that davel shel chayiv al zdein ekaris v'ashigas echatas, they only chayiv if they paskin regarding Issa, that's zdein ekaris and shigas echatas, afkan davel shel chayiv al zdein ekaris v'ashigas echatas, and therefore the same applies to the din of Zakin Mamri. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda, and has Rabbi Huda know that the din of Zakin Mamri even applies al dava she'ikru midivri Torah upurusha midivri seferim, and Zak Rabbi Huda, as the pasuk states al piat Torah she'i rucha, and we learn ad de'ikah Torah v'yerucha that the Zakin Mamri will paskin based on something that's mefurish in the Torah as well as something based on a psak and based on yerucha. Keep in mind that based on the lashon of the Gemara regarding Rabbi Huda, it's mashma like tesis then really Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Mayit from the words of Rabbi Meir, and as it states, Ad the Ikka Torah v'Yerucha, that we have to have a situation where it is both Torah and Yerucha, and Zakim Mamri would not necessarily be Chayiv just because he paskins regarding a Dovish as Dain Akaris, Vishagase Chatas, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon, and was the Makar for the dinner of Rabbi Shimon that stated, Afilu Dikduk Echad Medikduk Seferim, as the Pasuk states, Asher Gidu Lacham in Amakam Ahu, and we learn that, Afilu Kaldu, that as long as the Zakim Mamri argues in the Sanhedrin Gedela regarding any din, and even a Kaldu, then he'd be Chayiv Misa, and Ayin Mefarshim that discuss that either it's based on the word Yagidu, which is Mashmur, that the Sanhedrin told him anything, or some say that's from the extra word Ahu, which will teach us Afilu Kaldu. And the Gemara continues, that Rav Huna Bar Chinna said to Rava that I want you to explain me the original brice that we had according to the Shita Rabeya. And certainly we could understand the various dinim that it stated in the brice, both according to the Shita Rab Yehuda and the Shita Rab Shimon. However, how will we explain that every single case that we previously brought, for example, the case of Ibba Shana, for example, cases of dinim Mamres and cases of Nadarim, if the Zakin Mamre paskins against Sanhedrin, that one could be chayiv as dene kares and shigasay chatas. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei Rav Rapapa, so Rav said to his Talmud Rapapa, Puk Tigmurle, you should go and explain this brisa to Rav Huna Bar Chinna. And Rapapa will now continue and explain the entire brisa. He began by repeating the beginning of the brisa, as the brisa started, Ki Pole, that when the Pasuk states the words Ki Pole, Bemufle Shev Bezna Kasubi Daber, and as we explained, that Memukle Bezna Lamute Talmud, and the brisa continued, Bimcha Ze Yoyetz, and as we explained, She that's referring to someone that gives Eitzah and has the ability to be Ma'abed Shonim and to be Kaveh Chadashim, Kitnan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Idyas, and we also learned in the Mesechtes Roshana, Heine Idu Shema'abed Sashana Kol Ada, Shalom Ad Purim, that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Pius were made in front of the Chachamim, that they were Makabal from their Rabbeim, that if Bezna decide to Ma'abed Shana, they could do so as long as it's still Chodesh Adar, and even the day before Rish Chodesh Nisan, and even if it's after Purim, as the Maisa others stated that you only can be Ma'abed Shana until Purim, and therefore we see there's Machlekes B'negei Ibba Shana, and as the Gemara continues, Ila Hagisa Kashari Chametz B'Pesach, V'Ila Hagisa Kashari Chametz B'Pesach, and certainly in this case, there is a connection where if Zakin Mamre paskins incorrectly, then one that follows his Pesach will be Chayiv as Dei Nekaris V'Shigas Chatas, as the Maisa one that follows their incorrect Pesach will come to eat Chametz B'Pesach, and of course, one will be Chayiv for Achilas Chametz B'Pesach, Zodin Kores, and B'Shoigeg Karbon Chatos. And Ayin Rashi, who explains that what would be the basis for the Machlekes if you could only be Ma'abed Hashana until Purim, or if you could be Ma'abed Hashana until it's ready to be Chodesh Nisan. And Rashi states, Shema'abed Hashana Kol Ada, Ba'afal Pishle Nimchul La'Abba Kodem HaPurim, B'Koros HaMegillah Ba'ad Rishayin, Ba'akach Ra'u, Shashana Tzrichon Lis'Abba Vabru, that this would be allowed, as Shehoyo Imrim Lefika Chutzuch Lehegokain, and the reason why they had to say testimony. And if the Shluchi Bezdin would now come to that city and would say that Bezdin was Ma'abed Shana, and really Pesach will be in 30 days from now, so the people of the city who would generally Amratzim would not listen to Shluchi Bezdin, and they will say that since they started to dash in Birchas Pesach, so Pesach is going to be within the next 30 days and not 30 days later. Shekhashom umad dashonim lasa pesach b'soif lamid va'asil zuzulu bechomet ila haygisa im amru bezdin shablish sagozes kishba abrim achapurim uberes k'rabbi shuv v'rapapayis v'u amar and the zokim mamri states in uberes k'shari chomet to pesach. Then people will make pesach 30 days after Purim, and meanwhile 60 days after Purim they will eat chomets on pesach and v'ipcha nami shari chomet to pesach this day nekaris. And if it would be the exact opposite, as the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim would paskin against Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Papayas, and they would say that's not considered Mubaris, and meanwhile the Zakim Mamre went against that Psak and he paskin that it is Mubaris, then those that listen to the Psak of the Zakim Mamre, and they will actually go and make Pesach 60 days after Purim, meanwhile 30 days after Purim they're eating Chametz, which is really Pesach based on the Psak of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. And Rabbi Papa continues to explain the Brisa as how it could work out according to Rabbi Meir, as the Brisa stated, Dov Zalacha, that just refers to Halacha L'Mishim Sinai, and what case do you find there could be an argument regarding Halacha L'Mishim Sinai, which would be Mechayiv someone as Dain Ekaris v'Shigas Echatas. And Rav Papa explains, Zu Hilchas Achadasa, this refers to Halacha L'Mishim Sinai, which is relevant to Halacha Mishum Sinai, that it all agreed to regarding the 11th day of a woman's cycle being Nidah L'Nidah, and a lot of the dinim that we will mention over the next daf are not really relevant to our Gemara, but L'maisa we will explain them very quickly. And as we know, based on the Din D'Oraisa, if a woman has her regular period, then she will become Tamei as a Nidah, and even if she sees Dam for 7 days and she stops seeing Dam before the end of the 7th day, she could go to the mikvah and she'll be tar, as by a standard Nidah, there is no din of Shiva Nakiyim. However, after the standard 7-day period of Yimei Nidahs, then a woman has 11 days where she's not really supposed to see Dam, and these days are called the Yud Alef Yoyim Bein Nidah L'Nidah. And if a woman sees Dam during that period of time, since it's unusual, so the Torah tells us that she becomes a Zava. If, for example, she sees Dam one time, then she'll be a Zava Ktana, and she'll be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. And for example, if she saw Dam on day 1, then she will be Tamei for the rest of day 1, as well as day number 2. And if she doesn't see Dam on day number 2, then she could go to the mikvah and become Tar and be Mutter to her husband once again. And similarly, if this woman sees Dam on day number 2, then since she only saw Dam on 2 separate days, so she is still considered a Zavak Tana, and she only is a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. And if she doesn't see Dam on day number 3, then she could go to the mikvah and become Tar and be Mutter to her husband. However, if she sees Dam on day number 3, then she becomes a Zavak Deila, and not only does she need Shiva Nakiyim, but once she becomes Tar after Shiva Nakiyim, she would also have to bring Karbanos. However, certainly everyone agrees that if she sees Dam on the 11th day of the Yud Alef Yoyim Bein Nidah L'Nidah, so since it's impossible that she will actually become a Zavak Gdeila, so the Halach L'Moish Misinai teaches us that there's no need for her to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, and she could even go to the mikvah on day number 12, and she will immediately be mutter to her husband. And her papa therefore brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish as to what the Halach would be if a woman sees Dam on the 10th day of a Yud Alef Yoyim Bein Nidah L'Nidah. And L'maisa, once again in this case, it's impossible for her to become a Zavak Gdeila, as she only could see the 10th and 11th day, and it'll only be shayach for her to see on 2 consecutive days, and therefore there's a machlekes if she would be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim or not. And as the Gemara continues, the Itma, and as we learned, Asiri, that if a woman sees Dam on the 10th day of a Yud Alef Yoyim Bein Nidah L'Nidah, Rabbi Yechon Amar Asiri Kachi, Rabbi Yechon says that the 10th day is just like the 9th day, and she would have to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. Reish Lakish Amar Asiri Kachadasa, that the 10th day is like the 11th day, and just like regarding the 11th day, we stated that she go to mikvah on the 12th day, and she doesn't have to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. So similarly, if she saw Dam on the 10th day, she'd go to the mikvah on the 11th day, and she doesn't have the din of Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Asiri Kachi, Machi Bayishimor, Af Asiri Bayishimor, Rabbi Yechon holds Asiri just like the 9th day, and just like on the 9th day, there's a requirement to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. So on the 10th day, there's also a requirement for her to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, and therefore she has no right to be with her husband on the 10th day. And if she does so, according to Rabbi Yechon, she would be Chayiv Kares, and if she did so B'Shogeg, she would be Chayiv Karbin. And Reish Lakish Amar Asiri Kachadasa, however, Reish Lakish argues Rabbi Yechon, and he says that if she sees Dam on the 10th day, Bein Nidah L'Nidah, then that day is considered just like the 11th day, and Ma Achadasa Loi Boyishimo, Af Asiri Loi Boyishimo, and just like we have Halacha Mishum Sinai regarding the 11th day, that there's no requirement to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, we also have Halacha Mishum Sinai regarding the 10th day, that there's no requirement for her to be a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. And now that we see there's a machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon regarding the 10th day of a woman's cycle, Bein Nidah L'Nidah, so let us see Rashi that explains what Shaychus has to the din of Rameya, that a Zokin Mamri will be Chayiv, as there's a potential for Zdayne Kurish and Shigasa Chatas. Let's start from Rashi, Hilchas Achadasa, Yoim Achron Shel Yod Aleph Shem Bein Nidah L'Nidah, Kaim Allah and Yod Aleph Yoim Shem Bein Nidah L'Nidah, Halachal Mishim Sinai, Mishavru Zayin Yimei Nidah, Eina Chizeres Lias Nidah, Ad Shiyavru Yod Aleph Yoim, Dechol Dom Shuroya Behem Dam Zivahim, Vim Rosa Behem Yoim Yomayim Ritzufim, Shemeres Yoim Gimel, and Vim Paska Vloy Rosa Boy, Tefelos Boy Beyoim Vitahira, and she become Tar on that evening. However, Vim Rosa Gimel Yom Ritzufim, Havizivala Karbin, Ulutfilus Mayim Chayim, and some take out words of Ulutfilus Mayim Chayim, as that is actually not a requirement for a Zavag Gdeila, and they change the Gerso to the Sphere Zayin Nakiyim, the Fligu Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Behilchus Yema Achrein, as Rabbi Yechon Amma Halacha Achas Nemer Bay, and Reish Lakish Amma and Reish Lakish argued on Rabbi Yechon, the Shtei Halachis Nemer Bay Lecholak Mishilofanov, and Rashi explains, V'hach Plukto Mishilib Mesechtes Nida, V'itma B'tarti L'shnei, and we have two L'shoyne Mishnayos in the Gemara Masechta Zida, V'chab Minayu Nakat Hacha, and our Gemara only brings down one of those Lashonos, and we will continue with the last Rashi in the Amid, Reish Lakish Amma Asiri Kachar Asa, Ma'achad Asa Lei Bo Yishim Ashneim Asa, Shwe Ina Ashneim Asa Mimei Aziva, and as long as this woman stops seeing Dam on day 11, then she go to the mikveh that evening, and she'll be mutter to her husband, and if she sees Dam on day 12, that will be considered Dam Nida, and she will be tummy for 7 days, and there won't be any requirement for Zayin Nikiyim, Afasiri Loi Bo Yishim Moliya Shemeres Yud Aleph, Loi Nemer Shemeres Yayim Neged Yayim, El Abriya Litzir of Gimel, at the only time that the Torah specifies this concept of Shemeres Yayim is only for a woman where it's Shaykh that she'll become a Zavag Dayla by seeing Dam Ziva on 3 consecutive days. Hilkach L'Reish Lakish, Dei Lachis Nemru, B'yayim Achad Asal, L'Chalik Mishai Yom Shalafanav, Achash Inet Sarach Shima, V'achash Inet Asa Shima, L'Riya Sasiri. And now Rashi explains, V'yiflik Zakim Amri, V'rabbonon, B'halchus Achad Asa, K'edifligu Reish Lakish Rabichron, Havid Davish Has Dei Nekaris, Al Shemeres Yayim Keneged Yayim, Chayiv Karis, K'edichsiv, Kol Yimei Zayv Tumasai, V'dashin Yimei, V'chol Yimei. And therefore, if the Sanhedrin would pass like Rabichron, the Asiri is Kachi, and meanwhile the Zakim Amri would pass like Reish Lakish, and he would pass in that Siri is Kacharasa, then if this woman would go to the mikvah day number 11 and would have beer with her husband, then she would be Chayiv Karis if she did so b'mezid, and b'shege she would be Chayiv Karbin. And therefore it's quite simple as to why the din of Zakim Amri would apply, and Ayin the Baram Tesis Diva Maschel Reish Lakish Amma Siri Kacharasa, where he is Vim Taima Al Reish Lakish, that if the Sanhedrin would pass like Reish Lakish, he Amma Zakim Amri Kar Bechran Amai Mechayiv Harim Machmehu Ve'in Kandovish Has Dine Karis, and L'chur is no case where she could be chayiv kares, and ayin tesis the mishkachas law in noga b'kikah shel chuma v'kiddush bayis isha, that it is possible in a case where she would touch a kikah of chuma, then a man would go and be mekadosh a woman using that kikah, as if we were paskin like the Zakim Amri and like Rabbi Yechon the itamehu, and we would consider that kikah to be tamei as she considers shemer seim keneged yoyim ein by shavu puta v'lechazi la saka ve'inu mekudeshes, and she's not considered eishes ish v'itaru yesh by shavu puta. And according to Reish Lakish, this kikah would still be utar and would still be a shavu puta. And if a man was mekadosh a woman using this kikah, then she would be mekudeshes and she would be an eishes ish. And lemaisa, if this woman now follows the psak of the Zakim Amri and like Rabbi Yechron, and she now considers herself not to be an eishes ish, and she goes and has a relationship with someone else, then lemaisa as deina she'll be chayiv kares, and as shigasa she'll be chayiv achatos. And Rav Papa continues to explain that when the Braisa stated mishpat zadin refers to halacha mishmisinai, and we continue on that pezayin rabeis. So our papa explains bitum manusasai. This refers to a zakim amri that gives a psak ben the of bitum manusasai and argues with the Sanhedrin gedolah. And as we saw on that ayin here rabeis, the amr rava amoli rabbi yitzchak bavdimi ase hena hena ase zima zima, that the way that we know that a person is also to have a relationship with his daughter that he had with someone that he was ma'anes is only based on gzeir shava. If the zakim amri argues on this gzeir shava, and he would paskin that it's not also for a man to have a relationship with his daughter, Manu Sasai, then certainly that would be something which will lead to Zdoinei Shkares for Shigasa Khatas, and therefore, even according to Rameya, the Zakim Mamri will be Chayiv Misa. And Rashi explains, Rabbi Yitzchak Bavdimi, Be'ilin Asraf and Precious Law, Gabi Bitum and Sasai, Mahaydini Alfinan, Vudovish as Zdoinei Kares, and Rashi doesn't go into the Limud of Hina Hina and Zima Zima, and we also already explained this Limud in great detail when we learned of Ayin Hina Mabez, and Ayin Top Tesis on that Pezayin Rebbe's din is Bitter Manusasai, Bekulu Meshkach Pluto, Ba Mehai, and all the cases of the Brisa we brought down in Machlekes, aside from this one, Veroitza Leima, the Inzakim Amri Maida, Bezir Shavazu, as we explained. And Rapapa continues that when the Brisa stated, Bein Dam Ladam, it refers to a psak of Zakim Amri, Bein Dam Nida, Dam Lida, or Dam Ziva. And Rapapa will now explain as to how we would find cases where Zakim Amri will paskin against Sanhedrin Gedolah in regard to these different dinim, and there will be repercussions that will be relevant to Zodin Kores and Shigasa Chatas. And Rav Papa explains Dam Nida Plukta Dakavi Ben Mahal of Rabbanon, that the Chiyav Misa for Zakim Mamre can apply in regard to the Machlekes Benegei Dam Nida between Akavi Ben Mahal and Rabbanon. The Tana, as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Nida, Dam Ayoruk, if a woman has a yellow discharge, Akavi Ben Mahal Metame Vecham Metarin, Akavi Ben Mahal teaches us that a yellow discharge is considered Tamei, and the Chum say that a yellow discharge is Dam Tar. As Rashi explains, Vim Oma Zokim Mamre Kakavi Ben Mahalel, that if a Zokim Mamre passes like a Kakavi Ben Mahalel, Maisel Al Chi of Kores, it's possible to come to Chi of Kores, Shepam Shuroi Dam Yar Bitchilis Nidusa Ubisai Bez Yamim Roya Dam Edom Upesakas, as it's possible that while a woman is in the Yemei Nidais, she originally saw yellow blood, and since Sophia Kavba Mahalal, she's considered Tamei, therefore her Tumas Nida started at that point. And since we previously stated that a Nida doesn't require Shiva Nikiyim, so 7 days later she could really go to the mikvah. And if this woman actually saw red dam 2 days later, and then since the Zakim Mamri Paskin like a Kavba Mahalal, and she started counting her 7 days from day number one when she saw the yellow dam, so she would go to the mikvah day number seven. But lemaisa, according to the Chachamim, yellow blood is not considered dam nida, and therefore she really didn't start her yemei nida until day number three when she saw the red blood. And really, she shouldn't go to the mikvah, and she would not be tar to her husband until the ninth day. And lemaisa, if she has beer with her husband bemezid on day number eight, then she'll be chayiv kares. And if she did so b'shogeg, she'd be chayiv a carbon. And ayin teisa dira maskla kavibel mahal metame the afagav the kavibel machmer. And even though based on the psak of a kavibel mahalal, then someone become a nida much more often than lefida chachamim, and lechur it seems to be a chumra. However, zimnan to have a kula kagoyin shiroy adam edom umashli maskla the dam yarek, which is exactly as Rashi explained. And of course, the opposite would also be true, as if the Sanhedrin would actually paskin like a kavibel mahalal that the dam is dam tome, and the zakim mamri would paskin like the chachamim that this dam is dam toyar, then certainly if this woman would go and have beer with her husband after she already had the yellow discharge, then lemaisa, since the Sanhedrin paskin like a kavibel mahalal that she really is tummy, therefore her husband is being baal nida, and certainly that is an issa that's al zdeinei kares val shigasei chatas. And Rabbah continues, dam lida, where do we find a machlekes where zakim mamri would be chayiv for paskin wrong b'negei dam lida, which would work out lefir ameya the chayiv al zdeinei kares val shigasei chatas? And Rabbah explains, but plukta the Rav Levi, that this would be in a scenario where the zakim mamri and the Sanhedrin are being chaylik regarding the same machlekes that we already have machlekes between Rav and Levi. The itman, as we learned, Rav Oma Mayan Echad Hu Hatayr Ti Masa Vatayr Ti Rasai V'Levi Oma Shnei Mayano saying Nista Matamei Niftach Hatar and Nista Matar Niftach Hatamei. And as we know that when a woman gives birth, so if she gives birth to a male, she becomes tummy for 7 days, and if she gave birth to a female, she is tummy for 14 days, and after 7 days or after 14 days she would go to the mikvah and she become tar. But even though she is tar, she would not yet be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash or be able to eat kachim. And if she had a baby boy, then for the next 33 days, even if she would see dam, she would be tar. And if she had a girl, then for the next 66 days, even if she saw dam, that she would be tamei. And then after 40 days of when she gave birth to a male, or 80 days of when she gave birth to a female, she would bring a carbonated ledes, and then she would be able to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and she would be able to eat kachim. And also, if she saw dam on the 41st day or on the 81st day, depending if it was a male or female, then she would once again become a nida. And when we will explain the machlekes between Rav and Levi, we will explain it in a similar way as Rashi, based on a scenario where a woman gave birth to a girl, and Rav holds that all dam that comes from a woman all comes from one source, and there's just a xeris akasiv as to when that dam is tar and when it is tamei. And the Torah tells us that any dam that flows from the woman for the first 14 days is tamei, and then any new flow of blood that comes from her for the next 66 days is dam tar, and then any new blood that flows from her from day 81 and onward would be dam tamei again and dam nida. And as Rashi explains that lefi Rav, if a woman actually started seeing dam on day number 14 and then that dam continued without stopping into the night of the 15th day, so even though the flow of blood never ceased, but ultimately any dam that she discharged on the 14th day would be dam tamei, and any dam that she discharged once it was the night of the 15th would be considered dam tayar. And similarly, at the end of her counting, any dam that flowed from her on the 80th day would be dam tayar. But if there was any dam that flowed from her once it was already the night of the 81st day, that would be considered dam nida, and therefore she would be tamei nida. However, Levi is chilek and Rav, and Levi holds that dam tamei comes from one source and dam tayar comes from another source in a woman, and therefore if your leder started seeing dam on the 14th day and this flow of dam continued as one flow until it was already the evening of the 15th day, then since there was never a break in the flow of the dam, so the dam would always be considered dam tamei, as lemaisa all of that dam must be coming from the same makar and from the same source, and therefore it's all dam tamei. And similarly, if a woman that's Yeledes has a flow of blood that begins on the 80th day, then even though the flow continues into the night of the 81st day, then this woman would not be considered a Nida as Lemaisa, since the flow of blood never ceased. Therefore, it must be that all this dam is coming from the same Mayon and from the same source, and therefore it's dam Toyar, and this woman would not be considered a Nida. And as Rashi states, V'aminim Masechtas Nida may be now, b'shefas mitech shvu'ayim la'ach shvu'ayim, oy mitech shmoinim la'ach shmoinim, as we explained. And therefore, Rashi explains there are papas teaching us that a yifluk zakim mamre rabbanon b'ha ka'os l'dekaris, as if there would be a machlekes between the zakim mamre and the Sanhedrin. Then we see a scenario where the psak of zakim mamre will lead to a potential chi of karis and a chi of chatos, as e rabbanon karav v'hu kalevi, as if the Sanhedrin paskin l'grav and the zakim mamre paskins l'klevi ikka karis l'achim e'toyar. Then the case that we mentioned where this woman started a flow of blood on the 80th day and continued into the 81st night. So if the Zakim Mamre says that she is Tar and she's not a Nida, and he paskins like Levi, but Lemaisa, since the Sanhedrin paskin like Rav, so therefore she is considered a Nida, and if her husband would have relations with her, then b'mezid he'd be chayiv kares, and b'shoigig he'd be chayiv a carbon. And similarly, v'i rabbanan k'levi v'hu k'rav ikka kares b'tchilas yimei toya d'rav l'kula v'levi l'chumra. And similarly, if she actually had a flow of blood that began at the end of the 14th day and continued into the night of the 15th day, if the Zakim Mamre paskin like Rav and said that she's Tar, then since this is Sanhedrin paskin like Levi and really she is Tame, therefore once again we have a scenario where if she and her husband had Bia, b'mezid they'd be chayiv karis, and b'shegig they'd be chayiv a karbon chatos. And Rav Papa now continues to explain the next case of the Braisa of Dam Ziva, and as to how we find a case where there's machlekes between the Zakim Mamre and the Sanhedrin as to an Issa where you'd be chayiv karis if you did so b'mezid, and you'd be chayiv a karbon chatos if you did so b'shegig, and therefore the Zakim Mamre would be chayiv misa according to Rameir. And Rav Papa explains b'plukta de Rav Elazar Rabbi Shua that this would be in a scenario where there's machlekes between the Zakim Mamre and the Sanhedrin in regard to the same machlekes that we have between Rav Elazar and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah Masechtas Nida. The Tanan kisha shloisha yomim b'teich achras yoyim im shofsam es leis ve'olda harez v'yoledes b'zoiv de Rav Elazar. Rabbi Shua imer and Rabbi Shua is chilek on Rav Elazar, and he holds laila v'yoyim kelevli Shabbos. And then the Mishnah teaches us al divrei akol v'yoyim sheshofsam min atzav v'loy min adam. And Rashi explains that certainly both Rav Elazar and Rabbi Shua agree that the pasuk states v'isha kiyazav zoiv damo yomim rabim, and we learn out in Masechtas Nida damo machbis atzma v'loy machbis vlad, that the only time that a woman becomes a zava is only if the dam that she sees during the achras yoyim shebe nida l'nida is dam that comes from itself, and not because she sees blood that came because of a different reason, and because she was a yeledes and she's in the middle of giving birth and she's in the middle of labor. And as Rashi states 9 lines before the wide lines of Rashi, dama machmas atzma v'le machmas vlad, and magid shedama kishu shiyotza kodim avlad machmas tzara kishu enim mivil deziva, and v'kolshkin dam shalacha avlad. And Rashi continues to explain the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, that if there's a woman that's expecting and she sees blood for 3 consecutive days while she's in the middle of labor pains, but then she stops having labor pain for 1 day prior to giving birth to a child, and even if she didn't stop seeing blood during that entire period of time, but lemaisa by the fact that she stopped having labor pains, therefore we say that her original 3 days of labor pains was not machmas haleda, and we would consider her the original 3 days that she saw blood consecutively as dam ziva, and therefore she'd be considered as if she's yeledes b'ziva. And right after this woman gives birth, so if she gave birth to a nekeva, then she'd be tummy for the next 14 days. And even though generally after the 14 days we made tumma, a woman that gave birth to a female is tar for the next 66 days, however this woman would still be tummy until she has sa'i nekiyim, and after that point she could go to the mikvah and she'd be tar until the end of yemei tayar. And as Rashi points out, that once she finishes her complete 80 days, she would have to bring 2 karbonis, one as carbon yoledes and one a carbon for being a zava gedela. And both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua agree to this basic yisoid, and the only machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua is that Rabbi Elazar holds that as long as she did not have labor pains for 24 hours before she gave birth, then she'd be considered yoledes bezava. However, Rabbi Shua holds that even if she would actually not have pain for 24 hours, that would not suffice. And lefi Rabbi Shua, the only way that she would be considered yoledes bezava is only if her pain subsided for a full day, which is based on a Jewish day, which starts at night and and continues through the day for 24 hours. And as the third Taisis on Amid states, Kilegli Shabbos v'yomri lafuke yom trilo v'achin laila, and not like the goyim do, which is from the day and then the night, elim kein shafsa laila sholim v'achach yom sholim, Kilegli Shabbos v'yom shayom hoylechach halaila. And certainly there's a major nafkamina between these two shitas, as in the scenario where a woman saw blood for three consecutive days, and then at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, she stopped having labor pains, and then she gave birth to a child on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, then according to Rabbi Elazar, she would be considered a Zava Gedela, and she would be considered a Ledes B'Zava, and therefore her husband would be Asatar, and if her husband would have beer with her on day number 15, then certainly they would be Chayev Karis, and if they did so B'Shegeg, they would be Chayev to bring a carbon. However, Lefi Rabbi Shua, although the pain subsided for a full 24 hours, but that was only Me'es La'es, and it wasn't Yom Sholem that began at night and continued through the day, and therefore this woman would not be considered that she was Yoledes B'Zayva. And Lefi Rabbi Shua, once this woman goes to the mikvah after Yemei Tumah, then immediately her husband could have beer with her, and there would be no Issa at all, as she never became a Zava Gedela, and therefore doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim. And Lechira would come out that according to Rameya, the only way that Zaken Mamre would be Chayim Misa in a case where he's being Chilek on the Sanhedrin, Benegi Adam Ziva, is only if the Sanhedrin passing like Rabbi Elazar L'Chumra, and the Zaken Mamre passing like Rabbi Yeshua L'Kula, Ayin Rashi. And Rabbi Papa now continues and explains the next part of the Braisa that taught us, Bein Din L'Din refers to a Zaken Mamre that would be Chayiv, Bein Din L'Mamres, Din L'Fashis, and Din L'Makais. And Rabbi Papa once again will explain how this will work out according to Rameya that states that the only time that Zaken Mamre will be Chayiv Misa is only if he paskins regarding something where Bezodin you be Chayiv Kares and Beshay you be Chayiv Chatos. And Rabbi Papa explained Din L'Mamres, but plucked the Shmuel of Rabbi Bo, that the Sanhedrin and the Zaken Mamre will chilek in the same achlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Bo. The Amma Shmuel Shneim Shadonu Dineim Din El Shinekram Bezdin Chatzav Rabbi Bo Amma L'Dvei Akol in Dineim Din. As Shmuel holds that even if two Dayanim paskin, then the psak would be a valid psak, but they would be called a Bezdin Chatzav, where Rabbi Bo holds that their judgment would not even be considered a valid judgment. And as Rashi points out, that L'Chir, what Shaykhis does this have to be Chayiv B'Mezid Kares and being Chayiv B'Karbon Chatos if you do something B'Shoigeg? And Rashi explained that it would be a nafkamina between Shmuel and Rav as Kivin Da Fika Hani Beitrei M'moina Me'hai B'Yav L'Hai B'Dina Dithu V'Holach Zev V'Kiddush Isha Bo'isim Momin L'Shmuel Mekudeshes L'Rav O Eina Mekudeshes D'Hava L'Kitcha B'Gezel, that if there were only two Dayanim that Paskin that Reuven is Chayiv to pay $100 to Shimon, so if the Sanhedrin Paskin like Shmuel that this is considered a valid judgment, then certainly if Shimon now takes this money as Mekadesh a woman, then certainly she's Mekudeshes and she's an Eishesish, and if someone's been Zana with her and he does so B'mezid without Asra, then it would be Chayiv Karis, and if he did so B'Shoigeg, then it would be Chayiv a Karbin. However, if the Zaken Mamre Paskin like a Ravo, then he would Paskin that Shimon didn't have a right to this money, and therefore his Kedushin with Rachel is not considered valid, as someone that's Mekadesh with Gezel is not considered a valid Kedushin, and therefore she would not be considered Eishesish according to the Zaken Mamre. And this would be a scenario where Lefira Meir, even in a case where there's a Shaila in Dine Mamres, where the Psak of a Zaken Mamre could be in a situation where someone could do an Issa, that if he did so B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Karis, and if he did so B'shegeg, he'd be Chayiv Karbon Chatos. And we will read Rashi quickly, where Rashi will explain that the Bensari Meir can be Chayiv Misa, both in a case where Zaken Mamre takes the side of Shmuel, and in a case where Zaken Mamre takes the side of Rav O. And Rashi quotes from the Morim Sechtes Kedushin, Gavi Maisa de Hinoshim, Shereskacha Bekokola, Kitcha Begezla Inim Kudeshes, the Hashta Asli de Kuris, E Rabbanan Kashmuel, Vizakim Amri Kravo, Vinam Rabbanan Kravo, Vizakim Amri Kashmuel, Asli de Kuris, the Kamashulu Kedushin, V Asi Inishachrin, Basahi Vikitra, Mapaklami Basra Blegat, Bavali Dovish, his Dani Kuris, Blay Edim of Leyasra, the Ika Edim Asra, V Mrs. Bezdin, V Leka Lezev Leze, Havi Kuris. And Rapapa now will continue with Dina Foshes, Beplukted Rabbi Rabbanon, that Lefira Meya, it's possible to explain that when the Braisa tells us that a Zaken Mamre will be Chayiv Misa if he paskins against the Sanhedrin, Benegei Din Nefashis, and even though Din Nefashis refers to when Bezin is paskin, Benegei Misa's Bezin and Benegei Misa Bnei Adam, and that generally would not have Shaychis to a case where someone be Chayiv B'mezid Kares and B'shoge Gechiv of Chatos. However, this could be possible in a case where the Sanhedrin and the Zaken Mamre are being Chilek in the same Achlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanon that we previously saw on Daf Ayin Tesa Med Aleph, and we also saw that Tanur Chizkiah argues both on Rebbe and Rabbanon, and the Tanya we learned in the Brisa, Rebbe Oimer v'nesata nefesh tachas nefesh mamin, that when the pasuk tells us that if Reuven is fighting with Shimon, and instead of hitting Shimon, he hits a woman that is pregnant, and he actually kills the woman, then the Torah tells us v'nesata nefesh tachas nefesh, and Rebbe holds that since Reuven was niskaven lara gezeh v'har gezeh, so Reuven will not be chayim misa, and even though the Torah states v'nesata nefesh tachas nefesh, it refers to a chiv mamin that Reuven would be chayiv to pay to this woman's yarshim. And the Brisa continues, ato imen mamin or inel nefesh mamish, that how do we know that you're going to only have to pay money and you won't be actually chayiv misa? And Rabbi explains, nembel nesil lamayla v'nem nesil lamata malalon mamin afka mamin, that since the pasuk prior to this in Pasha Mishpatim states, v'chinotzu anasha v'nakvu isha ra v'yotzu l'odea v'lo yi'osain, and the woman is not killed, onish yi'onish kashiyoshlo bala isha v'nosim b'flilim, and the Torah uses Lashon Nesina, and certainly over there it means that Reuven is going to have to pay for the Dmei Vlad to the husband. Therefore, when the next pasuk states Vim Osani of Nesata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, it also refers to a Chiva Mamin and not to a Chiva Misa. And Lemaisa, as we previously learned, and Daf Ayin Tesam and Aleph, the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe, and they hold that Meskaven Lar Gezev, her Gezev is Chayiv, and therefore Reuven would be Chayiv Misa, and he would not be Chayiv Mamin, as there's a din of Kamlev Rabne. And therefore, if the Zokin Mamre passes like Rebbe, and he was Mechai Reuven to pay Shimon, who is the Yerush of this woman that Reuven killed, and Shimon now goes and takes this money as Mekadesh Rachel, then according to the Zokin Mamre, Rachel is an Eishes Ish. However, according to Sanhedrin, Rachel is not an Eishes Ish. And if someone else would now go and be Mekadesh Rachel, then according to Sanhedrin, Rachel is considered married to this other person, and if she would want to have a relationship with Shimon, then certainly the Sanhedrin would require her to receive a get from this third party. However, the Zokin Mamre would paskin that she's not married to this third person, and she's married to Shimon, and she wouldn't need a get from this third party. And if she never received a get from this third party, and she goes and has beer with Shimon, then Lefita Sanhedrin, if she did so b'mezid without Asra, she'd be chayiv karis, and if she did so b'shoigig, then she'd be chayiv to bring a karban chatos. And similarly, in a case with the Zokin Mamre paskin like the Rabbanon, and the Sanhedrin paskin like Rebbe, we could also find a scenario where this woman could be chayiv karis b'mezid and chayiv a karban chatos if she did an act of bia b'shoigeg. And Rav Papa continues, Dina Makas b'plukta the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanon, that we could find a case where there was a machlekes between the Zokin Mamre and the Sanhedrin regarding Makas, where the Zokin Mamre would be chayiv misa, even according to Rav Meir, one would be chayiv karis b'mezid and a chatos b'shoigeg, based on a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon that we had on that Beis, that found that as we learned in the Mishnah on that Beis, Makas b'gimel mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amr b'chav gimel, that the Tanakhama holds that even if there was only a bezin of three, it's possible to be mechayiv someone makis, whereas Rav Shmuel holds that the only way that bezin could be mechayiv someone makis is only through a bezin of chav gimel, and as Rashi explains, v'milko gimel, and if there was only a bezin of three, that paskin that Reuven was chayiv makis, Rabbi Shmuel chayovin loy mamin kishachayil b'chaveray u'mekadosh b'yis isha, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, they had no right to give him makis, and therefore bezin or the shliach bezin would be chayiv to pay money to Reuven, and then if Reuven used that money and he's Mekadesh a woman, then certainly she'd be Mekudeshes as it's considered Reuven's money. However, Rabbanon Bedinel Ko, according to Rabbanon, they had a right to give this person Makis, and therefore they're not chayiv to pay him any money. And if Reuven goes and his Tefis Mamin from Bezdin or from the Shliach Bezdin, and he would try to be Mekadesh a woman using this money, then it would not be considered Kedushin, as it would be considered a case of Kitcher Begezel. And therefore, if we have a Machlekes between the Sanhedrin and the Zokin Mamre, and for example, the Zokin Mamre paskins that we need 23, and the Sanhedrin paskins that we only require a bezin of gimel, or in the opposite scenario, with the Sanhedrin paskins that there's a requirement to have 23 day on him, and the Zokin Mamre paskins that there's only requirement for 3 day on him, then similar enough kaminis that we mentioned previously, b'negeya someone that's mekadesh in isha shaloi kedin would apply, and therefore, once again, Rav Papa brings a scenario where it's possible, even if you're a mayor, that even b'negeya chiva makis, there can be a shayla that could lead to a potential chiv kares if done b'mezid, and if done b'shegeg, could lead to a chiv of a karban chatos. And before we finish, let us point out that when the Gemara mentioned yorik, we teached as yellow, and ayin and tesis and mesechtes nidan daf yotes on the base that explains hay yorik haynu ka esrig v'lo yorik akati, that this refers to yellow like an esrig and not to the color green like a leek, as the ein zeh noitel ad moimia, is, as certainly green is not very close to red. Lemaisa, there is no separate word that means green and that means yellow, and sometimes the word yarek refers to something that is green, and sometimes the word yarek refers to something that is yellow, and Taisus gives a klal that stam yarek kenu, that any time the Gemara used the Lashon yarek and it says it's stamma, then it refers to yellow. And as we see in Masechta Sukkah in Lulav HaGazal, that the Gemara states yarek kati mechlal the stam yarek lav hachiyu, and therefore we see that when the Gemara mentions yarek kati, so only in that case does it refer to green, but otherwise stamma refers to yellow. Ayin sham, and we will stop over here.